I'm Melissa Bowman for CKMS News on 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. Thanks for tuning in to today's Waterloo Region Weekly Roundup. On our last episode, we had updates from across the region. However, this episode plants us in just one location, Cambridge. We'll dive into a meeting held recently on potential consumption and treatment services site locations, often referred to as CTS, possibly coming to Cambridge. This meeting was an opportunity for delegations to speak to the issue, which they did in droves. Before we get to the meeting, here's a little bit of context. Two candidate locations have been identified in this report. One is located at 15 Easton Street, and the second one is at 8 Oxford Street. These two locations were selected from a list of over 25 candidate sites. These two locations also met most of the identified requirements and recommendations for a potential CTS site. That criteria included that a site falls within the area of need, meaning at most 10 minutes walking distance between the site and the area of need. A site should also be accessible by public transit, comply with AODA regulations. The facility should be large enough for expanded services. It needs to fall outside of core areas and buffer zones and be at least 200 meters from childcare centers, schools, parks, residential areas, and the property owner must be agreeable for it to be used for a CTS site. The motion before council is whether or not to proceed with community consultation on the two candidate locations. If approved, the public consultation process will occur between April to July of this year, and the process will include feedback from neighbors, the general public, potential service providers, and potential clients of the CTS site. Once that consultation is complete, a report will be presented to council with options on how to move forward. The meeting agenda notes that consumption and treatment services are funded by the Ministry of Health as part of a provincial response to the opioid crisis, in a model that provides harm reduction services and connects people with addiction treatment and other health and social services. Provincially approved consumption and treatment services are partially funded by the Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care. Capital and operating costs associated with the consumption component are funded fully. However, the cost of wraparound services, meaning the treatment component, are not covered by the province. Let's move on to the March 30th meeting, where more than 25 delegations spoke to council, in addition to the more than 200 written correspondences received. The first delegate on this issue says that consumption and treatment services use the power of personal relationships and perform an important and critical role in the path to treatment. The next delegate, Mr. Howison, says that he was originally skeptical about consumption and treatment services, but has since changed his mind.
I'm sure all of you on council are aware that the mayor of Guelph has also changed his thinking on the CTS. My visit was 2 years ago, and surely lessons have been learned both in Guelph and Kitchener. These sites are happy to share their knowledge to make the Cambridge site a successful endeavor. After all, we're not exactly blazing a new trail here.
The next person to speak describes the damaging effects that these drugs can have on a person. She says that even if a CTS site can prolong the lives of those using drugs, what are the impacts of that?
Each hit that you take of a drug, it causes so much toxic injuries to the brain and to the organs. You talk about saving people by introducing these type of sites, but in reality, you're just prolonging their life, and what kind of life are they going to be living with this type of damage to their brain as well as to their organs? And what is that going to do to the people who are using when it comes down to our healthcare system when you have to take care of these people?
Ms. Sutherland, a retired social worker from Galt, shares a story of coming upon an unresponsive victim and using naloxone to try and save that person. She wants council to approach the opioid crisis in a similar manner as they have approached the pandemic.
Madam Mayor and members of council, people in our region are dying of drug overdoses at an alarming rate. I believe it is the role of public officials to guide the public and to make decisions based on the best health practices as we face this crisis, much in the same way they are guiding us through COVID-19. The long delay in taking action has resulted in unnecessary loss of life. The relatively rapid mobilization with which all levels of government have responded to COVID-19 proves that change can and does happen speedily when we feel the threat affects us all. I urge Council to act as quickly as possible to ensure that the vital services of a CTS become a reality in our community.
If the first several delegations leave you thinking that most people are in support of CTS in Cambridge, the next number of delegations will have you reconsidering that. School Board Trustee Cindy Watson spoke in opposition as a resident, not on behalf of the school board. She told Council that she doesn't believe the 200-meter buffer around a potential CTS site is enough to adequately protect children in the neighbourhood. Another delegation, Mr. Pichala, worries that after putting his heart and soul into fixing up his home, a CTS site will destroy the area.
We have a beautiful home. It was built by the second mayor of Galt in 1882. We moved here from Toronto knowing nothing about Cambridge, just specifically for this house, about 11 years ago. And we put our heart and soul, not to mention a lot of money, into this property. If you make the decision to put the CTS at 8 Oxford Street, you will destroy all of that, have no doubt. It would be unconscionable in my mind to do this to families living in this neighborhood when other sites are available.
He challenges Council to consider whether they would vote in support of a CTS in their own neighborhood.
Would you let your children play outside on a street, which is a thoroughfare from Bridges to a CTS, where you're encouraging people to actually take that route, where you put that location there by design so that people walk that route? That is a rhetorical question. No parents, no matter how charitable or open-minded, would be that foolish. Or if they were, they would change their mind within about a day. Which means putting that center there at 8 Oxford Street, you would essentially be locking my children into their house.
Next, we hear from Mr. Cooper, who is a member of the Voice of Cambridge Kitchener-Waterloo group, which advocates against a CTS site anywhere in Cambridge. He says that the rights of Cambridge citizens must be taken into account and tells Council that their support of consumption and treatment services would make them complicit in addiction.
Those who struggle with addiction must be treated with compassion, dignity, and respect, while also considering the rights and safety of the local community. Above all, the treatment we provide must offer hope for the future. Harm reduction policies and injection sites offer nothing but complete lack of hope and more of the same poisoning that are killing people all over Canada every day. Harm reduction is harm promotion, and I believe it kills. This is why I believe Cambridge will never be accepting of this, and nor should any council be accepting of this if they are truly acting in the best interest of this community, as supporting this is complicity in addiction and the suffering that will follow. There are better, more compassionate ways to do this, ways that will not involve the poisoning of our residents and our complete surrender to addiction.
Ms. Bauer is the principal of a Montessori school near one of the sites being considered. She says that she's speaking on behalf of the school. While she says that they understand the motives behind the site, it's just simply too close to the school and family homes. She wants to stand with their families to be able to walk to school without risk of criminal activity. She believes that the school may face closure due to parents not wanting to send their kids to a school so close to a CTS site.
We must stand with our many families who live in close proximity and are safely able to walk from their houses to school without being at risk of crime-related events. In addition, it is our duty as educators to provide a safe place for families and children to attend school. While we understand the approved distance from the consumption and treatment services site to schools or daycares is at least 200 meters, our school is just 280 meters away, not far outside of this approved acceptable distance. It is also located within a residential neighborhood, as many have said previous to me, and is surrounded by family homes.
The next delegate also opposes a CTS site anywhere in Cambridge. A home should be where you feel safe, she says, and you shouldn't have to worry about the crime and theft that she believes will come with consumption and treatment services. She also has concerns about the property values of nearby homes.
the CTS sites will bring more theft, trespassing drugs and litter to the area. We already have to deal with negative issues with bridges. Not to mention, this will also drive down property values in the area, an area that is trying to grow and better itself. Oxford is still within the downtown core. It should not be a part of the site options. No neighborhood should have to have a CTS site. Home should be somewhere where you feel safe, somewhere where you can go outside, garden, play, even walk without fear or feeling unsafe.
Several more delegations speak in opposition with concerns of crime and other challenging behavior the delegations associate with a CTS site. Several delegations mention concern for the many elderly citizens in the nearby neighborhoods. Council hears from Ms. Bennett, who shares that having a family member who used drugs has changed her mind on the value of consumption and treatment services. She now believes that many services are needed to work one's way out of addiction, and CTS is just one of those.
We watched our loved one turn into someone we did not recognize, both physically and emotionally. I am not suggesting that all of our problems will be resolved with the implementation of a CTS. Far from it. Many services are needed to find a way out of addiction, and a CTS is just one. A consumption treatment site will promote drug treatment, not drug use. People can safely inject in a clean, non-judgmental environment where they are given education on how to regain their lives while working through their addiction. Because I can tell you, the battle with addiction is long and hard fought, and it is not won quickly. But even more importantly, a CTS doesn't just offer hope to the addicted, but to their families as well.
Ms. Ebert, an 11th grade student at a local Catholic high school, speaks in support of a CTS site. She says Kitchener provides a strong model of success. Mr. Burt, who works with AQUA, the AIDS Committee of Cambridge, Kitchener, Waterloo, and area, is in support of a site as well. He says that he spoke at a previous council meeting on this issue and notes that the evidence hasn't changed since last speaking, but what has changed is the drug supply has gotten worse.
The evidence hasn't changed over the last 4 months, and the spread of fear and misinformation also hasn't changed. What has changed is the toxic drug supply. It's getting worse every year.
He states that he informally asked his clients about a site preference, and all approximately 40 of them preferred the Oxford Street site.
This report is addressing the wrong people. At the end of the day, it shouldn't matter what my opinion is. I'm not at risk of overdosing from a toxic drug supply. I want people to know how upsetting this process is. My community is voiceless and can't represent themselves. They're simply too vulnerable, traumatized, victimized, stigmatized to speak up against how they're being treated. They're a minority group, and we should solely get feedback from the potential clients. If not, we are allowing oppression. When people unaffected by a problem get to dictate other people's healthcare accessibility and treatment options. With the help of someone with lived experience, we asked 40 potential clients their thoughts between the two options. The results? Well, all 40 of them actually wanted the 8 Oxford Street.
There have not been many questions of delegations from council so far, but Ward 4 Councillor Jan Liggett now has a question for Mr. Burt in regards to his comments around the trauma experienced by his clients. She asks, what about the trauma to the children and seniors in the area? Mr. Burt says he's not aware of any evidence of that, but Councillor Liggett disagrees.
Jesse, there is evidence in that, I have to say. So a lot of people spoken about that, and I had to deal with that in the past week. So if we could just say that, yes, everybody has trauma who's involved in this equation, because I think everybody is traumatized and it's in some way.
Next, we hear from Mr. Shaver, who wants to see many avenues to offering care and health. He says that whether you have a CTS or not, people are still using drugs and they need a safety net.
There needs to be multiple avenues to keep marginalized people in touch with medical assistance. And I believe a CTS is just one of those methods that will help keep people within the medical system getting appropriate care that they need, as well as getting access to additional care. People are already out there doing drugs. If you have a CTS or you don't have a CTS, people are already out there doing drugs. We need to look at certain people that aren't 100% receptive to getting into rehab. Certain people are falling through the crack, and those people need a safety net.
Several more delegations speak in opposition, citing concerns of increased criminal activity and fear that residents will not want to live in an area near a CTS site. A Galt business owner opposes the Oxford Street location as it falls within 500 meters of the Galt core. Council had previously decided that they would not allow a CTS site within that area. This delegate worries that a CTS site so close to these businesses will result in a loss of investment in the core. While several delegations in support of a CTS site have upheld Kitchener as an example, the next delegate believes Kitchener and Guelph are not models that Cambridge should emulate.
I know I speak for my neighbors, family members, local business owners and friends, and in good faith and conscience, we will not support or consent to the inevitable deaths and overall societal destruction should council move forward with any of these CTS proposals in any of our neighborhoods. Please do your due diligence and consult with your peers in Kitchener, Guelph, London, Toronto to see what negative effects consumption treatment sites have had on their local core populations. Better yet, talk with the locals in these areas to get a balanced perspective. We do not support a consumption treatment site, even in your immediate neighborhoods.
The next delegate feels that residents have a right to a safe and clean community and opposes a CTS site for fear that such a site will take that away.
I'm a homeowner and have property taxes to the city for well over 30 years. I feel that I have the right to a safe and clean community that we are proud of, that my fellow residents can safely raise children and live their lives in peace. Having a CTS site in our neighborhood is just wrong.
A delegate from the group Citizens for Cambridge is in support of a CTS site. He says there have been a lot of misconceptions shared by some delegations, and as such, he sees the need for the city to engage, empower, and educate residents.
It seems that there are some very fundamental misconceptions of what these sites are supposed to do and how they operate. I've talked to the police service a day ago and was told point blank that the surrounding community is much better off with a consumption and treatment site in their location. And I think one of the very important things we ought to consider when we go ahead with this consultation is that we follow the credo of our well-being committee: engage, empower, educate. I think it's so very important to educate folks in terms of what's really happening at these sites.
The next delegation is supportive of consumption and treatment services. She shared some of her experiences of drug use by her daughter that eventually resulted in the untimely and tragic death of her 20-month-old granddaughter. She believes that having a CTS site could help other families avoid such a loss.
I'm here to support a consumption and treatment services site. As you know, my name is Deborah, and I am Amelia's granny. For those of you who don't know, please let me share a brief piece of our story, and I'll apologize now. This is not going to be easy for me.
Her message was obviously an emotional one, and Mayor McGarry thanks the delegation for sharing it. Mayor McGarry also requested a short break and mentioned that she is dealing with the recent death of her own son due to a medical condition.
Deborah, thank you so much for being courageous enough to tell your story. And I do want to remind everybody here tonight that many stories are very painful to retell. And we as council, we as our staff and our community certainly appreciate what it takes to come in and retell these stories. And I know that our hearts go out with you as well, Deborah.
As the delegations come to an end, council must decide how to proceed. The meeting has already been more than 4 hours, and some councillors think it is best to take some time to think about what has been shared so far. Ward 1 Councillor Donna Reed reminds everyone that they are not deciding on a CTS site with this motion, only whether to move forward on community consultation.
It isn't as if we're choosing a site. We have to remember what we're doing here is that we are saying to our staff that we either want you to go ahead and do the consultation on these two sites or we do not.
It's decided that there will be an additional council meeting scheduled for April 6th. This meeting will not include any additional delegations, but will be a chance for council to discuss everything they have heard up to now and vote on the motion of whether to proceed with community consultation or not. We'll cover that April 6th meeting in our next episode. So that concludes this episode of the Waterloo Region Weekly Roundup, a program that is part of the Local Journalism Initiative grant program and is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Government of Canada, and the CKMS Newsroom. You can find out more about that initiative as well as all of the CKMS programming at Radio Waterloo. Also, feel free to continue this conversation. You can always find me on Twitter at M2Bowman. Thanks for listening.